approaching the most resplendent, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, he is fully resplendent, highly honored, and situated in the vow of Brahmacharya. He knows how to help the sadhus and he knows how to popularize good actions. Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundar Kand, 35.12. In Vedic culture it is common to worship the sun god. From the time of birth all the way until death, there is respect to be paid. The idea is that the living entity should know they are not everything. They are never fully in control. There are always the threefold miseries of life with which to contend. The body and mind give us trouble. So do other living entities. The third category is controlled by the demigods, the higher authorities. From a simple adjustment they can drastically change the living conditions on earth. As an example, one misery is the bitter cold of winter. If not for alternative heating sources, man would not be able to survive in certain parts of the world during the months of cold weather. From the sun alone, however, the conditions change. The sun can turn it amazingly hot, defrosting everything that had become frozen over. One reason for worshipping the sun is that it is one of the divine objects that can be seen. In reality, the Supreme Lord is everywhere. Not a blade of grass moves without his sanction. There is not a single space from which he is absent. Material life is called conditioned for a reason. The eyes of man are imperfect, and so he has difficulty seeing the divine unless it appears as a distinguishable object right in front of the eyes. The sun is one such object, though it is not fully representative of the Supreme Lord. Still, playing its role assigned by the highest authority, the sun gives heat and light. It only makes sense to pay respect in return. Without the sun, man would not be able to survive on earth. The artificial lighting used at night time is a way to imitate the sun. That imitation falls far short of what the sun is actually capable of. The sun never runs out of heat and light, and it stays where it is supposed to without anyone worrying about it. Quote, that abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.6. In the Bhagavad Gita we learn of a realm that does not need external lighting. Forget about the sun and what it can do. You won't have to worry about seeing because the body of the proprietor is bright enough to provide light all the time. That body would have to be considered the most resplendent. It is always beaming. The light of the aggregate of all spiritual particles is said to be the glare coming off of his gigantic, transcendental body. In the above referenced verse from the Ramayana, Sri Hanuman describes the same person. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna describes his realm as not requiring electricity. The Rama that Hanuman describes is the same Krishna, just appearing in the earthly realm at a different time and with a different visual manifestation. God is always God, wherever he appears and however he looks. Therefore it makes sense for Rama to be Archishman, or the embodiment of full resplendence. If we worship the sun for its splendor, should we not extend the same to the person who is fully resplendent? Rama will supply your needs wherever you are. There is no need to worry. He is not some abstract concept exclusively reserved for philosophers to discuss in a lounge setting. He is not some dream offered as a reward for the pious. He is God in truth, and his association is there for the taking right now, should we desire it. One aspect to Rama's resplendence is his representative Hanuman. That messenger crossed a massive ocean in one leap, infiltrated a city undetected, and found Rama's wife even though he had not met her previously. He carried Rama's message to her. That message had the same resplendence as Rama the person. Indeed, the name is non-different from Rama. This means that the person who carries that name, giving it proper respect and explaining it without deviating from past authority, has the power to deliver full resplendence to those suffering through the darkest of times. It is no wonder, then, that the saving grace for the distressed people of this age of Kali is the Mahamantra delivered by Rama's representatives, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, like deity visible is the sun so bright. Endless to world providing heat and light. A realm there is existing, where natural brightness persisting. From the body of proprietor coming, his representatives in same way becoming. Like Hanuman message of Rama to Sita carrying. Words a soothing light to end her worrying.